in Romans chapter 6. We spent several Sunday afternoons on the subject matter of whether we're choosing to walk in the flesh or choosing to walk in the Spirit. And I believe it is a choice, and we could spend the time this afternoon on that choice because actually Romans 6 deals with the subject matter starting around verse number 13, actually verse number 12, about the permission that we give to ourselves to either let sin reign in our mortal bodies or we're yielding our members as instruments of unrighteousness and not unto God. And we're supposed to yield unto the Holy Spirit of God. We're supposed to be servants of righteousness and not servants of sin. But I want to come back and I want to remind us of this in verse number 6. And you say, what does this have to do with the Lord's table today? Well, I believe it ought to get to us to a point, yes, we're right with the Lord, but then it's also a time of celebration in our hearts and our lives because of what Jesus did for us. And we're doing this and remembering this till He come. And it's a remembrance not just of the death, but of the burial, and then the resurrection of Christ is in there also because we're remembering that He's coming back for us. A dead God cannot come back for us, but a living one can. And look what it says in verse number 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Now look at this. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. Can I remind us? Death had dominion over Jesus for 3 days. So they thought. But after that 3 days, He got up, pushed death aside, walked on out. And I'm thankful for that. It's in that context of Scripture that the Apostle Paul is reminding us, because of what Jesus did, because of the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ provided, that He lived through. He was dead. Listen, I don't believe that Jesus just swooned. I don't believe that He just went into a state of a coma. I believe that He died because that's what the Bible says. And that He was buried and rose again. But because of the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has, listen, it's not just victory over death that we are going to experience one day, but it's because of His victory that we can experience victory today. And we can actually live in victory because He died and rose again in victory. And we don't just have to wait till the resurrection to live the victorious Christian life that God so desires for us to live. But it's times like this that we can understand and we ought to be reminded of as we partake of the communion elements here in just a moment, that we can be reminded of, listen, I don't have to live a defeated life. That sin that has been evident and prevalent and controlling in your life, God gives victory over. Gives victory. And this is a wonderful time. And by God's grace, and this is what God's convicting my heart of a little more, we will be stepping this up a little more often. Because I believe there's too many that may be living their Christian life in defeat and not getting the victory that God has already promised to us to be able to live in it on a regular basis. This ought to remind us today of what Jesus has done for us, and that because He was victorious over death, hell, and the grave, guess what? We can be victorious in life. Lord Jesus Christ isn't asking that you die for Him today. He's just reminding us that we can live in victory for Him today. And that sin that you think is so controlling in your life, the Bible encourages us, listen, let a man examine himself and be right with God. Be walking with God. It's not the point that we're trying to get people to abstain from taking if you're not right with God. The point is we want to partake together. We want to partake together. So that means if there's something there, get it right. Get it right. Because listen, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. And verse number 11 says, likewise, reckon ye also. That word reckon, it's not just a southern term, but I will say that it is a tremendous Bible word. In other words, when there's a reckoning, the balance sheets are going to come out even. You need to weigh all of the evidence and come to the conclusion, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So because of that truth, because you've reckoned that, because you have weighed the evidence, and that's the conclusion we come to out of the Scriptures, we have reckoned that to be true. We've reckoned that, he says in verse number 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Because of who we are in Christ, the victory that Christ has already won for us, weigh that upon your lives. Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive. You say, well, that's just confusing in the Scriptures. Dead to sin, alive in Christ. That means we don't have to yield to sin today. That means if it's in your life, listen, we're going to take a moment. You spend some time in prayer. Clear your heart and your life of sin. Make sure it's not there, any known sin whatsoever, and be right with God. And we celebrate and partake of the Lord's table together because the Lord's going to be coming back.